A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. A teacher of law was there who heard the discussion. He saw that Jesus had given the Sadducees a good answer, so he came to him with a question. Which commandment is the most important of all? Jesus replied, "The most important one is this. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second most important commandment is this. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. There is no other commandment more important than these two." The teacher of the law said to Jesus, "Well done, teacher. It is true, as you say, that only the Lord is God and that there is no other God but He. And you must love God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your strength. And you must love your neighbor as you love yourself. It is more important to obey these two commandments than to offer on the altar animals and other sacrifices to God." Jesus noticed how wise this answer was, and so he told him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After this, nobody dared to ask Jesus any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Being an itinerant preacher, I get to see a lot of different places and I get to meet a lot of interesting people. One of the things that I do in my preaching is talk about how we are supposed to treat one another. It's amazing because whenever I talk about it, it's as if it were something totally new. Some people look at me as though I were saying something so totally brand new, so totally different. I talk about how we still, after all the things that we have learned from our youth and from the things that we hear each and every Sunday, we still have a tendency to be so surprised when we hear something that speaks of bettering our relationships with others. In fact, one woman asked me recently during a parish mission if it was a sin to talk about someone. I sort of looked at her thinking that she was joking, but as the moment lingered, I realized that she was being very sincere. I asked her why she thought it necessary to ask me such a question, because she obviously knew that it was wrong to gossip. Her response was quick and precise. It was not gossip because it was the truth. I explained to her that sometimes we can hurt someone just as much with the truth as with a lie. The motivation behind the talking about the person has to be the judgment behind the question. The reading for today tells us what Jesus thinks about the motivation. Our motivation and reasoning is found in the carrying out of the two great commandments, as Jesus puts it. Do we truly understand that the Lord is God, the Lord alone? In other words, God hasn't died and left us in charge to lord anything over our sisters and brothers. And our love must be sincere. Do we really love God as much as we say? Do we love God so much that we would be willing to do harm to our sisters and brothers to protect God? God doesn't need protecting. God is God alone. Can our minds truly understand this? Are we willing to let God be God, or do we feel that we have to add our two cents in the mix every now and then? Do we use the last bit of our strength trying to understand the ways of God, or do we already know them? Are we the ones that have a monopoly on the ways of God and how God wants the things of this earth to be run? And so we make God's ways known. Jesus makes it very clear what we are supposed to do, but we still have a tendency to lag behind, to not get it. If we love, respect, and care for our neighbors, we are doing what God wants and more. This is better than any sacrifice we can make. It's more than giving up meat on Fridays in Lent. It's more than giving up sweets during Lent. It's the real deal. It sounds so simplistic, but for some reason, it has a way of escaping us. Maybe that's what our Lent should really be about. Maybe we need to do what we need to do is concentrate a little bit less on the things that we need to give up and concentrate more on the things that we need to do. In doing that, our attitudes can possibly change, and then we can truly love God as we should. Then we will not be far from the kingdom.